This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. It's another hot day across Colorado. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory for the metro area. Denver and Boulder are expected to be near 100 today and tomorrow. Denver has opened cooling shelters at local rec centers to help residents beat the heat. Highs in Pueblo, Grand Junction, and on the Eastern Plains will be above 100 degrees through Saturday. Vail will hit 80 degrees today. The weekend brings chances for late-day storms for much of the state. Despite state oil and gas commission claims that some greenhouse gas emissions have fallen, communities on the Front Range say that's not true. CPR's Miguel Otarola reports.
Agencies from Boulder County and three surrounding cities submitted findings to the Air Quality Control Commission they say is based on years of round-the-clock local air monitoring. They say the data show methane emissions are not declining and that people living near oil and gas wells are reporting health problems, including nosebleeds and shortness of breath. The local governments submitted the info to counter statements made by the Colorado Oil and Gas Association and Weld County that suggested methane emissions had dropped. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters turned herself into the Pitkin County Jail last night after allegedly breaching her bond for the second time in 2 weeks. The Pitkin County Sheriff's Office says Peters paid a $1,000 bond and was released in about an hour. She's accused of contacting other Mesa County election workers, which violates a restraining order she's under while facing charges for allegedly tampering with election equipment. A separate arrest warrant was issued last week after Peters left the state without permission. A judge canceled that order. This is CPR News and KRCC. Stay tuned for The Takeaway.